Thank you so much to the poets. My goodness, Chandra, Matt, and Bart, as Jimmy Savetic would say, you have honored poetry. You have honored poetry. This was wonderful. Yeah, Jimmy. Now, I want to tell you who's going to be here in 2 weeks, although I know I already told you, but in case you forgot, okay, our poets will be Cameron Barnett, Daniela Buccelli, Christine Stroud, and Sarah Williams Devereux. And we're really looking forward to that. And then we only have one more after that. And that will be the grand finale on August the 8th with Miss Macross, Laura Jaquila, Dave Newman, Cedric Rudolph, who I think is here tonight, and Kayla Sargeson. So that's the series. So if you, I would really mark your calendar for these two. These have been great. And I would like to remind you, if you missed any of this year, the whole series is posted on Hemingway Summer Poetry Series .blogspot.com. And it's not only this year, but actually the last 11 years as well. So you can hear what's been going on in our little corner of the poetry world. I'm going to read a poem for that's from Jimmy Savetic. Now, Jimmy Savetic, as I'm sure almost everyone knows, was the founder of this series about 49 years ago. In the back of it was actually a couple of other places before it was at Hemingway's. I've gotten like updates from Judith Vollmer, actually. And I think it moved around a little bit, but it was most of the time at Hemingway's in the back of the bar. Well, you've been there. And Jimmy, as you know, many of you know, was an undercover narcotics officer, homicide detective. And he has a poem here that I think you'd especially enjoy. And it's kind of, there's kind of a segue. Somebody mentioned a dog before. So here is a poem titled Dog Ears and Treats. She's always doing something nice for me. Buys me shirts and slippers. Sometimes she rubs my back as my feet when they're tired, makes me feel like Jesus. When the woman rubbed his feet with expensive oil, at least I think she does stuff for me. Sometimes she catches me off guard, and sometimes I can't think straight. I scratch my head or my wrinkly ass. I came home and there was a candy bar by the door, and it was wrapped in silver and blue paper. I thought, how nice. What a great gal. I unwrap the candy, pick up a book of Bukowski, of course, and go to my reading room. I take a big bite and start to chew. It's terrible. Salty chocolate, I chew harder, and it tastes beefy. I chew and chew and swallow, take another bite, then I chew while I'm reading Betting on the Muse. I put the book down, read the candy bar label, woofers. There's a dog, blue eyes and a red tongue. I read the label, chocolate with chicken fat and dry beef. Treat for your dog, rewards for your happy pet. I call her. This candy bar you bought me is dog food. She says, that's not for you, it's for Bear. Bear is the black and white sheepdog next door. That mutt always barks at me. She says, maybe he'll quit barking at you if you quit eating his candy and give him a treat. I tell her, first of all, Bear is not a him. Bear is a her. Secondly, I ate her candy bar. I hang up the phone. go to the refrigerator, get out a Coke, and wash down the candy taste. I read somewhere that Coca-Cola can take up oil spills on your driveway. So I guzzle down half the can. I sit down and continue to read Bukowski, his poems about Fonte. I wondered if either of them ever ate dog food. I put the book down, go outside and howled at Bear. She just laid there and looked at me as if I were stupid. I ate your woofers. So there, now you have something to bark about. I went out inside and fell asleep with a book on my belly, dreaming of fishing with Chinaski and Bandini, drinking beer and peeing on a fire hydrant and barking at a white moon. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much. No, sometimes it does occur to me to mention that we are in a bookstore. Okay, and that there are books here. There are books by the poets who read tonight, several of them. And there are many other books. And I would encourage you to take home a book, maybe more than one, because we really want to support this wonderful community gathering place, this amazing independent bookstore, which we love. And again, thank you all for being here. And thank you to the poets you have honored poetry. See you in 2 weeks.